Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. Berkshire Grown will celebrate the 10th anniversary of its project Share the Bounty with a lecture by the Nature Conservancy's Frank Lowenstein titled Climate Change and Local Agriculture, followed by a party in honor of local farmers on Saturday, July 21st. That's this Saturday, 2 p.m. at Stonover Farm in Lenox, Mass. The reception will feature tastes of locally grown food and an opportunity to meet farmers from local farms. Share the Bounty is a really cool project, and I've learned about it a little bit this morning. It raises money to buy shares in local farms and then donates the fresh food to local food pantries. Every dollar raised works twice, in essence. You help the farmers, you feed some hungry people in the community. So to learn more about Share the Bounty and the 10th anniversary event, our Berkshire Grown Executive Director, Barbara Zeutlin. Did I get it right?
Yes.
All right, we practiced that. And Andrew Morehouse, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. Thank you both for being here today. It's really it's a pleasure. And I got to say, the Share the Bounty, who came up with this idea? It is brilliant.
Jonathan Hankin gets the credit. It's his brainstorm. We were new to the Berkshires, moved here from Los Angeles in the 90s, and it was 10 years ago that he had this idea. Well, how can we support the farms? Because we love this landscape. That's why we moved from Los Angeles to the Berkshires. And at the same time, figure out how do we help provide healthy food to some of our neighbors who need food. And that's how he came up with the idea.
All right, explain the nuts and bolts of how this program works.
We in the community raise money to buy shares in what's called a CSA farm. CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture.
Okay.
This is a novel idea that also originated in this country in the Berkshires. One of the first farms, Indian Lion Farm, is right here in Berkshire.
How far back did this?
Not that far back. It's just a few decades.
Okay.
And the idea behind a CSA farm is that people in the community share with the farmer the risks involved in farming.
Okay.
So in the non-growing season, the farmers offer memberships in their farm to the community. And we at Share the Bounty become members of, this year we're members of 14 different farms by buying a share in the farm. And then we take the risk with the farmer. Depending what they grow this season, we will get more or less of everything.
Okay, so it's not, strictly speaking, like an investment. But you will get, you buy a share of the CSA farm, and then if there is a good yield, you will get some.
Exactly. We give the money in, depending on the farm, sometimes we pay ahead in the fall, usually it's around winter time, and we buy a share. And then in June, we begin to pick up the harvest each week.
Mm. And I would say you always get a good yield. The question is, will you get a good yield or a great yield?
Mm.
Because the share often is so large that even one family can't consume it all. They end up sharing it with their neighbors and friends and whatnot.
How many CSA farms are there in the region?
What's so fascinating is that when we began the project in 2002, there were only 5 CSAs in Berkshire County, and we became members of each of them. And now it's grown several times larger than that, and we are witnessing a continuing growth in small farms, not just here in Massachusetts, but also across the country.
What a beautiful thing, because, I mean, farmers have had a tough time making ends meet for a long time. So in the end, this, again, I learned about it today, it seems like a win-win.
Yeah. Exactly.
And while it started in Berkshire County, as Barbara mentioned, there are several dozen in the Pioneer Valley across the hills there, and they have spread across the whole country.
Our guest today, Berkshire Grown Executive Director Barbara Zeutlin and Andrew Morehouse, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. There is a big 10th anniversary party and lecture Saturday, July 21st at 2 p.m. at Stonover Farm in Lenox. It's to celebrate the Share the Bounty program, which we're hearing about today. Andrew, put in perspective the hunger problem in the region.
Sure, I'd be happy to. And I'd just start by saying the reason why Share the Bounty is so important to those families who are at risk of hunger is because it connects the farmer with those families. Mm. And it ensures that they're able to get access to some of that nutritious food. And we value at the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts this partnership so much because all good things like helping our hungry neighbors requires a community support. And so we're hoping our $1,525 contribution or investment into Share the Bounty will inspire others to do the same.
Yeah.
So what we have here in Berkshire County alone are over 15,000 people who are at risk of hunger or experience hunger on any given day.
How do you isolate them? Or how do you know that there are 15,000?
We do that because we're part of a national study that a national association of food banks called Feeding America undertakes every 4 years. Mm-hmm. And we are one of 205 food banks that participate in that study, and they're including all the food banks of New York State and Massachusetts. And so we've identified there are over 15,000 people in Berkshire County alone. That's one in nine people experience hunger or at risk of hunger. And often it's due to access issues. They can't get the food.
Yeah.
Obviously, income's a big factor of it. And in fact, a third of people who are food insecure aren't eligible for the federal food stamp program, now called SNAP.
So we're in that gray area.
That gray area. They're working poor family members who earn too much for SNAP, but they don't earn enough to sustain their families. So Share the Bounty is an incredible way for them to not only get food, but healthy local food. They get inspired to it. They learn how to prepare it at home when they go to a pantry or meal site to get it in their local community. And then they can start going to farmers markets and participating in community gardens, being part of a food system that includes at its center the local farmer that we care so much about in Western Mass.
So the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts, tell me about exactly how you deliver the food. In other words, you get donations.
Sure.
But how does it get to the people who need it?
Absolutely. Well, in the case of Share the Bounty, what's beautiful about it is that the local pantry is going right to the farmer and picking up their share and bringing it back to their pantry or meal site in their church, which is the case in terms of our investment right here in the city of Pittsfield. The food bank is a large clearinghouse, and we serve all four counties of Western Massachusetts, including Berkshire County. We receive food from the federal government, the state government, from local farms, from other food retailers and manufacturers. We warehouse it in our warehouse, and then we distribute it through our trucks to local pantries and meal sites. There are 44 in Berkshire County alone, including eight of our own Brown Bag for Elder program, where we help elders. So we're not only making the match with Berkshire Grown and Share the Bounty, but we're also bringing food in from all kinds of places and getting it to those local pantries and meal sites where individuals in the community can go because they're members of that church or they know that community center, and they can get that hot meal or that bag of groceries to bring back to their home to feed their families.
Barbara Zeutlin, now this program, as you say, the Share the Bounty program is growing. The CSA farming is growing. How happy are the farmers to be a part of this?
They're thrilled because they are so thrilled to be able to be part of making this healthy food they grow accessible to people throughout the community. So when we buy a couple of shares, they're super generous with those shares.
Yeah.
They really love it. And what I wanted to add to how do the people get the food, we actually are a very experimental, visionary, pioneering program at Share the Bounty. So we have four different ways that we do this.
Okay.
We buy a share in some farms, and we link that farm with a food pantry. And that is where, and often there'll be an individual who actually takes the food from the farm to the pantry. Sometimes, and then at the pantry, there may be church volunteers who are helping distribute it. Another thing we do, and we're doing this this year for the first time, thanks to the food bank in Pittsfield, is we link a farm such as Hancock Shaker Village.
Yeah.
For the first time, we're buying shares there thanks to the food bank, and we're linking them with the Christian Center in Pittsfield. And what's great about that is that the food is then cooked and offered to the community. So if a person is unaware of how to cook a daikon radish or a bok choy, a kohlrabi,
yeah.
They don't have to learn that. They still get the healthy, delicious flavor of this
right.
wonderful vegetable without having to learn to cook it. Now, the other way we do it is through WIC, Women, Infant, and Children Program.
Okay.
And we link WIC participants, so a family with children will go to the farm and actually get their share.
Now, is that a county program or a state program?
Federal. WIC is a federal program.
So do you have a liaison with the federal government on this?
We liaison with WIC in South Berkshires, which is at the Community Health Programs Project in Great Barrington. And they match us with the recipients. And they match us with the family that wants to go to the farm. So we have a fabulous partnership there.
Now, in the minute or so we have left, and I do want to mention the fact that you have a big event on Saturday. Frank Lowenstein will be speaking about climate change and local agriculture. There will be a 10th anniversary party in honor of the local farmers. It's at 2 p.m. at Stonover Farm in Lenox. I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, so the farms, if they want to get involved, or if anybody wants to get involved, how do they do that? How do you make that happen?
I've already, thanks to this event, heard from a pantry that wants to get involved. So they just called me up at Berkshire Grown.
Okay.
And there's much more information on the website, on berkshiregrown.org, special information about both the event and the program.
And farms can jump in and do it there as well.
Absolutely.
Well, this has blown my mind because this is something I didn't know about until this morning, and I really want to thank you both for being here. Andrew Morehouse, Executive Director of the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. Barbara Zeutlin, I didn't murder your name. Berkshire Grown Executive Director. The 10th anniversary event is this weekend at Stonover Farm in Lenox, Massachusetts. You can find out more by calling 413-528-0041 or berkshiregrown.org. Barbara and Andrew, thanks for being here, and you are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.